gonna hide my heart, deepest part of my chest. I'm gonna give up on love, gonna give it a rest. 'Cause I've been hurt too many times to play these games. Give me a reason why I shouldn't turn away. Well, she said, I love the way you take my hand. I love her that light in your eyes. I love the way you hold.
Well, Michigan's biggest country music festival of the summer is this weekend in Brooklyn, Michigan. The Michigan International Speedway will host the Faster Horses Festival, 3 days of music, camping, and fun in southern Michigan. We've been listening to Brian Lorente and the Usual Suspects, a Lansing band that played at last year's festival. Love that name, the Usual Suspects. Current State Scott Pohl talked with Lorente about what to expect this year. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Mark. MIS is the place to be starting Friday if you're a country music fan, as some of the biggest stars in the business converge on Faster Horses to play for tens of thousands of fans. Brian Lorente tells me that he used his VIP pass at Faster Horses last year to hang out with some of the stars.
Luke Bryant was there, and he was headlining that night. So when we got done, you know, we went back and had lunch and hang out, and of course they had something called an open bar. And so we went and hung out with them, and Luke Bryant brought a pool. He had a pool shipped in and water shipped in and stuff because his kids were there and he wanted his kids to play.
How big a pool?
It was good size. I mean, it would fill up anyone's backyard. It was a good. I'm like, really? That's great. So there, lo and behold, we look up. There's Luke Bryant standing on the diving board with his son playing in the water, just kind of having a father, you know, a father son thing, you know. And I'm a dad, and I didn't really want to be the weird fan and go up and do something, but I had actually met Luke before. We opened up for him in Flint at a really small club there. So I walked up to him and I said, hey, and he turns around, hey, good to see you. And he said he remembered me, whatever, whether he did or not. So, yeah, I got to bump shoulders with Luke Bryant. We did a shot at Jack and I left him alone. I said, have a good day. And then, you know, we kind of went and did our things. But yeah, there was a lot of other guys that we crossed paths with. It was a very welcoming, very smooth, well-run events all around.
You know, country music seems to lend itself to that kind of interaction, not just between musicians, but there are all sorts of events where fans get to meet their favorite country music stars, too.
I mean, you know, it's huge. You have to. You have to. Even at, whether it's our level of us kind of being locals or whether it's the big guys. I mean, you got to come out. You got to shake hands. Garth Brooks has some great examples of he stood there for 24, you know, 36 hours just shaking hands. And that's how you do it. That's how you get your fan base. And if you don't, people know that. He's too cool to come out, you know, or wow, he stood there and took pictures and signed everything. And I mean, you have to, they're the reason why we're doing this. So,
all right, now let's talk about the artists who are going to be at Faster Horses this year. Some of the biggest stars in country music. And when I talk about these artists, I'd like to hear what you think about why they've risen to the top, what sorts of qualities they have that have brought them to this kind of popularity. Friday night's headliner is Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, what a journey. My God, I mean, you look at his journey from whenever he started, you know, 20 some years ago, you know, literally coming, you know, down the green grass road or, you know, coming from where the green grass grows to where he is now. And he's amazing because he has literally reinvented himself at least twice that I've seen in his career. And he's still putting out great music, and he's got a brand new body and a kind of a new lifestyle that he's pushing. And, He's amazing to watch because of his endurance of his career, you know, and people kind of scoffed that they didn't think that the acts this year were going to be as good as the ones that were last year. And there were some great acts last year, and it was a huge party. But I said, really? I said, you can't blink at the three acts that are going to be there this year. I said, that's all three are going to be amazing shows.
Let's pick one Tim McGraw song to expose folks who aren't familiar with his work.
I got to go. My favorite Tim McGraw song is Real Good Man.
Baby,
talking with Brian Lorente of Brian Lorente and the Usual Suspects, and let's look at Saturday's headliner, Keith Urban. Now, a lot of people, non-country music fans, are familiar with him from his time as a judge on American Idol. He's from Australia. How did he come to this kind of prominence with American country music fans?
You know, I've watched his story. He did what everyone who wants to get in the business did. He left his home. He went to Nashville. He picked up a guitar and he started playing and he paid his dues. And there's some great interviews that I watched early on in my career of him saying how expensive the business is and how hard it is. And it's not an easy thing. And he's one who really, really persevered and really worked hard. But I mean, he's an amazing talent. Just to watch him work in the studio. I watched a good behind the scenes things and he's amazing. He just sits there with his guitar and he fills in all these parts and he's a truly tremendously talented person.
He has a fun personality.
He's an Aussie. He's light. You know, I've known a couple of them in my life and they're just fun. They're fun loving people. And yeah, he went through some hard struggles obviously, but, he has that amazingly light and happy disposition that he kind of carries with him and that he puts into his music. And he'd be, and I don't like going to concerts. It's very hard for me to go to a concert. If I'm not performing in it, it's hard for me to go. I get very jealous and envious. But I'd love to go and watch him perform. I think he's going to put on an amazing show. He's going to put on a very fan interactive show. I always notice that he has three mics set up so he can sing anywhere on stage or he goes out. And I don't know how he does it, but apparently when you're rich, it's okay. He just grabs his brand new guitar and goes, wee, and throws it into the crowd.
Let's pick one Keith Urban song to play.
Stupid Boy.
Now, on Sunday night, Miranda Lambert is going to be the headliner, and she is one of the really fastest rising stars to my observation. Am I right about that?
I got to say no. She's had a great couple years, but Miranda Lambert was in a show called Nashville Star that only had about four or five seasons, three really good seasons, and then it kind of petered off. And she was a third or fourth place contestant on that show, but she was from Texas and Texas has its own music. Texas has its own genre. Texas is kind of its own thing. So she came in from Texas and she got into the Nashville scene and, her big song that I really love, and still listen to kind of caught everybody's eyes. And then she picked up this super sassy, wild, crazy kind of thing that she with, like Kerosene and kind of songs like that. But she's going to put on a wild show. She's going to have, some great songs. And I think, my God, most of her set list, everyone's going to know by heart.
What's that first song that caught your mind?
Oh, Me and Charlie Walkin'.
Now and then I sometimes think of Charlie. How we thought we knew it all back then.
If you look at some of the acts who are playing earlier in the day or on the other stages, there are some pretty big name acts going to be at the festival that aren't even the headliners, like Darius Rucker will be there, who's moved into country music since his days with Hootie and the Blowfish, mm-hmm. and Little Big Town is going to be there. Are there other performers that aren't the headliners that you might point to that you think people should make a point of hearing?
I think those are two amazing acts. And yeah, that's a good point. Like I said, Florida Georgia Line didn't headline last year, and I thought they were the best act that we saw. You know, we saw some of Luke's, but Florida Georgia Line put on a really amazing show. There are I mean, everybody there is talented. And on that main stage, they did a great job of putting great acts on that main stage. And even on the side stages, you know, don't put it down just because it's a side stage. There were some Cole Swindell was on our stage last year, and he played later on in the day. And we ended up sneaking over and listening to him. And my mouth, and I don't get overly impressed with Shartrock by many people. My mouth dropped. He's an amazing singer. And yeah, there's a lot of talent out there. Darius Rutger, you know, he was Hootie and the Blowfish, but he's not now. He's got almost a dozen great hits that he's put out. Little Big Town. I mean, you could go and just watch them in concert by themselves and be happy. So, yeah, Faster Horses did a really good job of putting good lineups up there and not repeating. I didn't see any nationals that were there last year that are coming back. So,
you know, if you want a link that will draw pop music fans to today's country music, I think that link might be the guitar playing that you hear on so much of the popular country music these days. There's some great guitar players out there.
There's some amazing guitar players. Ash, you know, the Nashville's got 10,000 guitar players in it. That's not a lie. It also has 10,000 singers and 10,000 drummers. that's a town of fighters down there for jobs and positions. The sound of country music today and pop music, it's interesting. It's the beat and the flow of songs are also kind of what's catching people. You know, there's a lot of songs out there. I Can Drink to That All Night, which is a country song because someone said it's country, but nobody would ever label it as country. You know, and then Kid Rock does his stuff, and he says it's country and says it's rock, you know. I love that about music, and I said this last year when I was talking to somebody, that music is becoming very symbiotic, and everybody's joining together more now than ever. And it's tough to you know, put the two apart. Look at Florida Georgia Line. Again, I keep mentioning them. But they took Cruise and they did three different versions of it. You know, they did one version with Nelly, and they've done a rock version and a rap version. It's fun right now, and it's fun when artists do collaborate cross genre. But it's also nice those same artists will then pull back and do a really down to earth country song, and still say, "Nope, I'm still country, but I got to do this because, you know, this is just what we have to do."
The Faster Horses Country Music Festival is Friday through Sunday at the Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn. We've been talking with Brian Lorente of the Brian Lorente and the Usual Suspects Band. They're based in Lansing. You've got a chance to see them on Friday night. They'll be performing in DeWitt at the Township Meadows Festival. That's at Granger Meadows starting at 8 o'clock Friday night. Brian Lorente, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Get your keys. Time to meet where the drinks flow free. Gathering of souls, getting friendly with each other.
That's 245 by Brian Lorente and the Usual Suspects, the title cut from his CD.